Hot stuff coming up.
Music, news,
podcast. Yo, they're funny. I can catch gaming news without looking for it. You're listening to GNET Radio.
Gamer Network Radio.
Hi, kids. I want you to sing a nonsense song with me about a cat with her fiddle, a cow and the moon, a silly little dog and a plate with the spoon. Ready? A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to Sunday Night Kaiser. I'm your host, Kaiser Sunday, and whatever I had planned for tonight is completely... Well, not completely thrown out. I could still do it, but it's just going to be some delay. But my main problem is I don't remember what I was supposed to be reviewing. I should really listen back to my episodes. As you can tell, I am not feeling the best right now. I am just feeling a little bit... sick in the throat, if you might say. So if the show ends early, I'll edit in a interview I'll edit in an interview at the end of this. So for the MP3 listeners out there, what do I have in store for the show? Well, I'll make it up as I go along, but for the MP3 listeners, after this broadcast, there's going to be an interview I have with a good guy called Darupka. He runs a Dungeons & Dragons night that I go to, and he has a website called The Gaming Beast, which I shouted out last week. It is a good website, which I recommend you all check out. Don't know if I'm gonna make it through this live broadcast. So yeah, there's no pussy TV. But, but I do have some news for the future. For Pussy TV, I have got some episodes in editing, which should have been actually out by now, but problem was, I encoded the wrong video, which sucked. I got the audio right, it's just I got the wrong video. So you hear me talking about, let's say, Thunder Force 5 from a few weeks ago, and the footage over it was Soccer, Virtua Striker, which Americans think is a pansy sport, but to me, soccer is a real man's sport. It's a game where we actually play football with your feet. And not just run around holding the ball. And us men, we do not wear protective armor like you pussy gridiron players with your Green Bay Packers and your Super Bowls and your Pepsi commercials and your Black Eyed Peas. So yeah, feeling a bit ill still. But where was I? Yes, I'm actually going to be trying to record some PC games for Pussy TV. I just need to find a good recording program for PC. I know a way of doing it, but I need to use record audio at the same time, which... it's sort of hard to do. Yes, the Black Eyed Peas did suck. I remember when I was watching it, then Fergie started screaming, "My TV shattered." well, it felt like it was going to shatter. It was just like, actually, she sounded worse than me. Here we go. I got a feeling. See, if you can, if you see, hear how bad my singing is, she's a lot worse than that. Yeah, hi VK. I've also, bought a lot of, I've got a lot of DVDs on hold. I'm planning on picking them up soon, so, and they're all trauma movies. So I plan on doing some movie reviews, or some real reviews. Yeah, Mike's, no, I should not, I should not pull fun at Mike, because you know what happened the last time I tried to make fun of the real review. It was like an act of Mike. So yeah, old trauma, and I finally plan on doing another anime review, which is the first time in a long time. Last time I did that was Ikki Tucson with Sex and Violence Month, which I'll need to do another Sex and Violence. I just need to find enough games with big breasts that jiggle and swords that slice. What else? That's about all. Ow, crap. Scratched my ear, sorry. Yeah, not feeling the best. Let's see. I'll answer some questions, because yes, this is a Q&A show. And I'm going to check the mailbag. Mailbag! Or the kitty litter. Now, I've expanded the kitty litter to two places. My email, which you can email at retromanaga@gmail.com. Or on the My Gamer Network, My GNet Radio forums, which I have in the little Sunday Night Kaiser section, which you can ask questions ahead of time. Well, of course, live in the chat. Skype distracting me. Unless he's asking to link me to the My GNet Radio forums. But yeah, Skype is not the best way to contact me, which I found out. It's too damn distracting. So anyway, I'm going to check, see if we got any questions. Here we go. This one is from Triverse. God bless your soul. How has your show done since joining up with GNet Radio? I know there are plenty of shows out there that are looking for ways to expand their audience, it reach, and some are looking at options such as GNet Radio. Got any... got any bits of wisdom, support, / tomfoolery for them? Interesting question. I actually do have some advice. Just be yourself and hope for the better. I know that's not much, but I'm feeling a bit ill. But yeah. And if it helps, at least be mentally insane like I am, or at least was. It actually helps quite a bit. So, don't be afraid to get your stuff out there, because I know there's some people who are sort of a bit shy, but honestly, just talk. It's a lot easier to get things done than you might think. So, yeah, that answers that question. The yeah. Actually, I'm not feeling very well at all. I'm not airing on Ustream right now, VK. That's a completely different show that's unrelated to Gamer Network Radio, which I'm not sure I should, or my Gamer Network Radio, I'm not sure if I should make reference to that. Unless I have special permission. Ah, fuck it. Screw you, Al. I'm gonna say it. No, don't get me. I'm sorry, don't get mad at me. It's just, yeah, don't get mad at me. Great, now I've dug myself into the hole with the boss. Ugh, that sounds sexual. but yeah, I do a show on Ustream. It's gonna be live every other week. And it's called, it's called the Kaiser Convention. I have episode 1 with a grand total of 2 viewers. But from those 2 viewers, they actually really enjoyed it, which is glad. Because I don't care how much viewers I get, as long as I get viewers that I can talk to. That I can just talk to, because I know people make a whole ton of viewers and they all just... Yeah, it's a bit difficult, but I just like it when I have viewers that I can actually talk to. It's very nice. Ha 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 ha. Thank you. Yeah, sorry VK, but could you please try not to contact me through Skype? I know it's gonna be a bit difficult to talk to me while the chat is down for you, but if you want, I can. Actually, I'll just link you to the forum where you can ask questions. But don't go overboard with it, please. Games. Let's see if I can talk about some games. I bought 2 games via Gamersgate. Definitely go Gamersgate. Also, if you got a Gamersgate account, friend me actually at RetroKaiser, because like when I buy games, I get blue coins, and when I have enough blue coins, like loose blue coins, I usually get something for, like, if it's something I already have and I have loose coins and not enough for something overly expensive, I tend to spend those and gift the game to some people who watch the show or listen to the show. So if you got a Gamersgate account, friend me, and who knows, maybe you'll just get a random gift from me. It's yeah. Shoo, fly, don't bother me. So yeah, the games I bought off Gamersgate. One is an expansion pack to a game I bought a little bit ago called The Acceleration of Sugary, which is like Psychic Force, as I think I mentioned. This is an expansion pack with two more story modes and some extra characters. Overall, it's not bad, but it could have been a little bit cheaper. But what I do recommend, though, is it's coming on PlayStation Network, which I recommend you get it from there, because it already comes with the expansion pack in there. And I bought a visual novel. You know, stuff the otakus play, like me, like Clannad and all that, like Fate Knight. Yeah, this one is done by the Italians, of all people. So it's not a Japanese one, so this may put people off. But I recommend you get it while it's on sale. This is called Bionic Heart. It's sort of like a science fiction... it's sort of a mixture of old science fiction movies. Because I can see... I can see, like, Blade Runner, The Sixth Day, and all that other stuff in there. And it's like told by noir sort of story. So, like, the character's always talking in the third person. And it's not just... And from what I've played of it, it's actually interesting. It's a little bit raunchy. It's one of the more raunchier games, but... It's like, there's no nudity in it. It's just like, I think the game is rated, like, 14 plus, so it's just, like, a bit of fan service, but nothing too, graphic. Not like some of these other graphic novels I've, visual novels I've played. But this is neither the time or the place to talk about hentai games. Oops, I dropped the H word. Let's see, how well am I, doing so far? 15 minutes... I'm going to try for half an hour, actually, because, yeah. So it's going to be a shorter one, but on the MP3 version, it'll be a lot longer, as there will be an interview with Derebka from The Gaming Beast, which I highly recommend you check out his website. Yes, yeah, do your homework, VK. So yeah, he is a pretty nice guy. The game itself is not linear. There are like decisions and consequences. Spoil it, but I'm just at the bit where I just boinked my girlfriend all night. Yeah. Boinkity boinkers. Yeah, it's on sale for about, I think it's $5.95. It's 60% off. Which I recommend you get, because I would not pay for it for more than the price they are offering. So, yeah. I bought some vinyl records today, actually. I'll have to talk about these some other time when I've actually given them a listen. I got Metallica Live at Grimey's. Grimey's, I'm guessing. Which was a pretty good find, considering how most people find this in record stores and put it on eBay for about $200. I got this for about, let's say, $60, but it was good compared to what people are selling it on eBay, which I think is a bit unfair, but I'm glad I have it. Let's see, what songs are on here? No Remorse, Fuel, Harvester of Sorrow, Welcome Home Sanitarium, For Whom the Bell Tolls, The Frayed Ends of Sanity, Master of Puppets, Sad But True, Motor Breath, and Seek and Destroy. Recorded live in the basement at Grimey's in Nashville, Tennessee on June 12, 2008. I think, from what I heard, Grimey's is actually a record store. So, yeah. Yeah, go to hell, VK. Vinyls are awesome. Yeah. Don't be mad. I'm just messing with you, dude. I got, also, the other vinyl record I got is Rush, A Show of Hands, which is a live concert from, I believe it was, 1989. Yes, I don't know if this is a reissue, because it doesn't say any kind of reissue date on there. But there's, like, sort of a hole in the top of there. Like... It's, like, got a little hole on the cover, so I'm guessing it's a discontinued sort of mark, but doesn't really damage the records. Get off of me, you fucking fly. But yeah, pretty good find there. Um, Yes, I don't know how long I'm going to last out, because this is definitely not a best episode. Nothing set up, and I'm feeling a little bit sick. And I bet you, once I get this done, I'll be feeling fine as a dandy. So, yeah. But yeah, some of these, let's see, what's some of these trauma films I should be reviewing? The first Hard-On, I believe it's called. It's one of their, before they went into all violence, they were all sex, I believe. This is a really older trauma film. I don't know, I grabbed these at random. I just saw Toxic Avenger on the cover, and I just grabbed them. But yeah, I believe I got three trauma films at all. One of them is called Butthole, which I have no idea what it's about. Just a movie called Butthole, and there's a picture of a mummy and a dude with a shotgun on the cover. So I'm guessing he's a mummy rapist. Who would have thought? Well, who would have thought? If you're being, if you're going out with a Egyptian mummy, I'm trying to slide in a cougar joke, but it's not working. fruitcake. Yes. And also, as I mentioned before, I'm just repeating myself. I got season 2 of Ghost Hound. I wouldn't mind getting all the... They had all of the season box sets to Kimba the White Lion for $10 each. I would not mind getting those. And, but yeah. Because I really want to watch the rest of Ghost Hound, because it's done by one of my favorite science fiction writers, who also did Ghost in the Shell and all that. So, yeah, even though he's like anime, I still consider him a really great science fiction writer. Because, yeah, it's just some of my favorite stuff of all time. Oh, hiccup. But anyway, I'm 20 minutes in. I don't think I'm going to last, so I think Al will need to play a repeat or something, because I'm not feeling that well. But anyway, for your podcast listeners, here's up next is an interview with Darabka from the Gaming Beast. But before that, podcast listeners, here's a word from J2 Games, which is very nice. So yeah, I apologize for being so short. Short as an episode, not height. So yeah, I'm gonna go get something to drink. I'm gonna go relax on the couch. So, podcast listeners, here's the J2 Games interview, a song, and the Darabka, J2 Games commercial, a random video game song, and the Darabka interview. But yeah, until then, I'm Retro Kaiser, and I'm gonna go throw up in the toilet. So yeah, later guys. This stop button still here? Here it is, stop button.
Are you looking for a new or used game, but don't want to pay an arm and a leg? Hi, this is DJ Harmack of the Block Party and the Weekly Top 20 on GNET Radio. If anyone is cheap, it's me. I'm always watching my wallet, and so are the fast food restaurants. So when I shop for games, I want the best deal. That's why I go to j2games.com. At J2 Games, I can find a new or used game for much less than I could at any other game store. Plus, J2 Games is offering a deal exclusive to GNET listeners. Just type in GNET at the checkout page and you'll get an additional 20% off. For example, at J2 Games, I bought Assassin's Creed 2 for a little over $16. The local gaming stores around here wanted over $20 plus tax. So, if you're looking for a new or used game, go to j2games.com. And don't forget to type in GNET at the checkout page to save an additional 20%. That's j2games.com.
Okay. Hey, welcome to CatCast. I'm your host, Retro Kaiser. And on this episode, I am joined with a special guest. I am joined with the gaming beast himself, Darabka. Sorry if I have trouble pronouncing your name. I can barely speak English.
Yeah, no problem, man. Most people have troubles pronouncing my name. My nickname, Darabka. Just call me Gaming Beast, Darab, whatever. It works. I don't mind.
So I asked everybody this. Would you care to let the people know what you do? That sounds a bit rude, sorry.
No problem. I just started a website, and I put on, for now it's pretty empty, I just put on one podcast, my introductory. And I'm working also on my first video. It's almost done. Like, I am at 99%, but it's these couple of last percentages, which is really hard to finish. So this website is basically Gaming Beast, www.thegamingbeast.com. That's one word, thegamingbeast.com. And it's a website about all kinds of nerdy stuff, video games, role-playing games, just life in general, but mainly like nerdy stuff and heavy metal, fantasy, sci-fi. Yeah, yeah. I will be talking about all this stuff. You know, this is my plan, and I'm trying to. As there's a, you know, who said Jerry Terrifying said it really well. Trying to be a professional internet guy. So that's my plan. Also using my artistic abilities, I guess, or the scribblings that I have there for my benefit.
And that's our guest. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll sit. I'm just joking.
Yeah, see you later, man. Yeah, thanks. That was good.
At least the world knows who you are now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I'm an art student at a college at a university in Utah, and I'm an art student and a German minor, and I'm into art and stuff and movies and everything. And I'm kind of like doing this to like practice with video editing software and all these programs. And it's kind of a hobby, but if that, and also of course I'm inspired by guys like the Spoony One and the Angry Video Game Nerd, of course, and the guy with the glasses, those kind of guys inspired me. I'm guessing Angry Video Game Nerd, Spoony One, and a couple of other guys less known. And also the podcast thing was mainly inspired by what I call the crew here, because we don't have a group name. Like, it's CatCast, Tiger Claw, Mondo Coolcast, Neo Arcadia, Classically, all these sites, it's kind of our own guy with the glasses, whatever. It's our own little group.
The nerds with the podcast, I guess.
The nerds with the balls, there we go. Those yeah. Nerds with the balls.
Except for the female ones.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we have any females in the so-called...
As I said, it's a big sausage party right now, but these other groups and circles, it took a while, and... well, for the D&D night, a girl is going to be joining us, so Adam's girlfriend is going to be joining us.
Ooh, can you tell us all a little bit about the Dungeons & Dragons night? I know people can't sign up at this time, but... Can we at least, I know we can at least talk about how it goes down, because some people may be interested in listening to the back recordings of
You can check out the back recordings. I'm sure our friend Retro Kaiser will provide you with it. And also you can check my site. I have it posted. I'm actually probably going to make a new page on my website just dealing with role-playing games and the sessions that we are having. You can also check it on the Tiger Claw forums.
God bless you,
no problem. On the Tiger Claw forums on Off Topic. Basically what we do, we get together with the people met through Tiger Claw because he was the first guy I've seen him on YouTube, and then I found out about his podcast. And I never was into podcasts, but okay. Point is that we get together, a bunch of the people, and then we just basically play D&D over Skype. I do all the rules, and we do the rolling. Well, everybody rolls for themselves. We roll through a dice program. So for anyone who doesn't know, D&D is a role-playing game where you basically make characters in a fantasy world based on mathematical rule sets. Not too complicated, very simple. We're using a very simple rule set that anyone can understand. I mean, the whole core rule set is like 2 pages. It takes what D&D is and boils it down to the bare essentials. And we play games and, you know, I'm the DM. I control the action. I tell them what they see, and they react to it. And we have also simulation fights as part of the game, is that you use dice and the rules. And if you're familiar with the, you know what I'm talking about. And we're having a blast. So we did 2 sessions. Both are recorded. You can check them out. Thanks to our friend Sandu. He recorded them and put them up. And we're at the third night, basically, is coming up.
Okay, I'm going to do something I have not done since the very early episodes of CatCast, like episode 3. I'm going to take a little break in the middle of the interview. What I'm actually going to do is I'm not playing a song. I'm going to play a little clip from one of those D&D nights. So you get the general idea.
Nice.
We'll be back after this clip.
Retro Kaiser or Mighty Silver Alchemist, what do you do? You see this happen.
My character walks up to the bar to try to...
Oh no, the call went on hold.
And we're back.
Yeah, I mean, those clips, they're awesome. They're awesome. I mean, that recording, also hearing myself and just the other ones, it's on record now, so... Yeah, you can, like, blackmail us. Not really, but because we don't care. We're nerds. We have no shame.
Well, it's from the sounds of it. Well, I know firsthand, but it's definitely more of a guy's night kind of show. So female breeds may find it a bit unpleasant to listen to.
Not necessarily. Like, I actually played. I had D&D groups. I had actually in college in the earlier years. Couple of years ago, I had a pretty consistent group of 1 guy and 2 girls, and other people would come and go. Usually, the guy is one of my better friends, and we would play D&D, we would play GURPS. That's another role playing system. It's a generic one, where GURPS is not set in any like theme. You can have any theme you want. Technically, you could do the same thing with D&D. It's just more complicated.
I thought you had to like burp a number. Burp 6. Burp 20.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it works. You figured it out. And we also played one. It's called Marvel Superheroes RPG, which is a superhero one, which is very simple. I mean, in comparison to other RPGs. But point is that girls actually like role-playing. Like, if you can get them to roleplay, not every girl likes them, but there's a lot of girls who do, and around, I would say around 50% of roleplaying gamers are girls, actually, nowadays. The stereotype that, ew, girls in roleplaying groups, that's pretty much dead.
Well, hello.
Hello, sister.
Hello, cosplaying nurse.
Unfortunately, there's still the stereotypical nerds, because I always describe we are nerds, but we are kind of the...
Really? Really? You don't say.
Dungeons and Dragons is a game that is about simulations, and you can only come to this group if you are male and you understand the rules and you have your own...
Yeah, you see, that's not how we do it. Forget that shit. You know, yes, we're nerds and whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we're nerds, but we're like, sort of like the loud mouths, heavy metal, fresh,
exactly.
Hidden kind of nerds.
Metal
like,
nerds. sucks.
We're not afraid to punch each other in the face.
Exactly. We're not afraid of that. You know, we go out there. And as I said, this is like a subbreed of nerd, which I call the metal nerds. That's how I think that we are. You know, we have live outside the whole nerdy stuff. We play video games.
Here's my view on metal. Metal is where it's at. New metal is what the jocks invented to try to outstage us.
Pretty much. Back in the day, it was grunge. Although grunge is still more, not that bad.
More entertaining, let's say, Limp Bizkit.
Ugh, Limp Bizkit. Don't get me started. I'll admit, I was a fan, but I was young and dumb. I had no idea what music is. Still not quite sure, but I have more of a grip of it.
And so, Keisha fans, this is what we had to put up with growing up. So we were like you once upon a time, except it was Fred Durst and not Keisha.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, imagine if a white trailer trash dude thought he's a black hip-hop gangster and then also wants to... I mean, I'll admit his
idea... Lady Gaga?
Yeah, well, Lady Gaga, exactly. I think it's a guy trapped in a... She does look like a cross-dresser. Although, her earliest videos, she's actually pretty hot. But she's emulating the whole Britney Spears style.
It's fun. It's called Hiding the Cookie Jar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, well. Oh, well. What can I say? I'm a sucker for weird... And the thing is about...
Well, at least it's a very pretty man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. My point is with Lady Gaga is that she... Because I'm pretty sure it's either she. Although, you never know.
Who knows? The punchline is she was a Muppet the whole time.
Yeah, probably. She's that one Muppet, right. But actually, the thing is with her, she might be not that good-looking, but if she's any as crazy as in her video game, in her videos, in her music videos, like she would be in bed, and she must be, like, crazy good at sex. Like, you'll do some shit that others won't do.
Okay, let's move off topic from Lady Gaga now. It's starting to make my stomach churn.
Yeah.
Have you played any good video games lately?
Dude.
I think we talked about this on the Beastcast. Check it out, because I'm on it. Before, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. But I really was... We were talking about... I was asking you what you were playing, and that was Shining Force. What I am playing, like... If you know anything about me, if you've seen my Steam, I have also a Steam group. Well, you can check it out. It's going to be there. I'm not going to... Whatever. Point is that I've been playing a lot of XCOM. Like,
alien hunting sort of RPG?
Yeah, it's...
For the PC?
Kind of an RPG. It's a strategy... It's a turn-based strategy game, tactical one, where you have a small squad of soldiers, and you have to, like, there's, like, two main parts of the game. The first part is where you have to build bases. You know, you start with one base, you have a budget, which comes from different countries. They actually give you a budget, which I love. It makes total sense. And, You got a budget, you got to build facilities, you got to research, and you have a couple of things you can research, but what happens is then you have a radar and you have planes. And you have two kinds of planes. You got the planes that go after once your radar picks up a UFO, you can send an interceptor. That's your basic jet, you know, like a, you know, danger zone, you know, like the, your basic fighter jet. You send it after the UFO. Usually it's a small one in the beginning. It shoots it down. And you send your troop plane. That's like your basic first mission. What's going to happen? You send your troop plane there. And in order, your troop is going to have basic, like, normal realistic weapons like machine guns and rocket launchers. And use those weapons to fight the aliens first. Those are the shittiest weapons, you know. Because what you do is you go there.
Of course, because humans...
Yeah, well, in comparison, you know, I mean, point is that you go down to kill down the rest of the aliens, and then you collect all their stuff, right? And that stuff you can research. You can research their weapons, the alien alloys, the UFO spaceship parts, you know. Eventually, you can build your own spaceships, and you can build your, you can have the plasma guns of the aliens, you can research, and their armor, like jet armor. Like, you start out really with very little, but what, at that point, what's just called the first, where you can see the whole Earth, and then you have, like, your different bases. I don't know how you call that. It's the, we'd have to Google that, but point is, it's the tactic screen where basically you do all the management type. That's where the what, that's where the sim management sim part of the game comes in. You have to, like, you know, build the facilities, and you gotta research stuff and everything. And also,
show me the money.
Yep, show me the money. And also, you can, like, and the role playing element is every one of your squad member. You can also hire soldiers, scientists, and also engineers that build your stuff. But you need, like, a workshop for the engineers, laboratories for the scientists. There's all kinds of room. You need an alien containment for aliens.
Scientists are so demanding.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. But they can give you a lot of cool, shiny new toys to play with, you know. And the soldiers that you get, where the role-playing aspect of the game comes in, is the soldiers, you know. Every one of the soldiers, and also the aliens, of course. You know, and the tactical screen, you can also check on the soldiers, but what happens is when you go on a battle mission, and you go to the battle map, and the soldiers, they have stats, you know. They have stats like time units, which means how much time you can spend, how much they can move or do actions, you know, in one round, in one round. Some, and they have different, and they can gain also experience. The more aliens they kill, the more experience they gain. For example, but there's no levels. They just, their stats get higher eventually.
Okay, so it's just like the, basically just on one level, it's just their stats just go up then.
Yeah. After a while, the more they kill, like usually what happens is I played the game, the first game I played twice through, once back in the day, and recently I just finished it again on a higher difficulty setting. And what happens is you'll start with a couple of people, and you have actually ranks too. You start as all as noobs, basically, and it's called like what, whatever. They have a name for that, but rookie, I guess. And after the
first year, rookie,
pretty much. But everyone is a rookie, which is kind of weird. But you start out as rookies, and after the first mission, ranks will be, like, given out. And usually you will have, it's military rank, so you'll have one who has the highest rank, and then, you know, like, the highest rank that somebody can get, I think, is commander. And you have captain, and so on, you know, military ranks. And the point is, usually...
The highest rank you can get in the game?
Commander. That's the highest rank you can get. And usually you will have one commander, because usually you will have one guy that is the best. He will have usually the best stats, and he'll have also the most opportunities to kill. I had one. And the cool thing about that game is, one of the really cool things is they come with pre-generated names. Like, they will have random names, like American, French, Spanish, Japanese names. But you can also change the names at any time and rename them. You could have, like...
Sergeant Dickwad, come over here.
Pretty much. You could have a Sergeant Dickwad and a Commander Penis, you know, and a...
No, if I had a Commander, I'd name him after the classic Commander Keen.
There you go. You could have Commander Keen and Captain America.
Private Johnson.
Sergeant Payne or whatever. You know, all... You could have also, like, you could also name your bases. Like, for this game, I was very military-minded. What I do, I just call them, like, Alpha. How is the military alphabet again? Alpha, Bravo, and Charlie. And then, in the very end, I still did a Delta, but that one, like, really, honestly, on the lower difficulty settings, three bases are enough. So, but point is that you could, like, have a Tiger Claw base for a Jerry Terrifying. You could have his Terror Dome base, and you could like name.
I don't think that game can handle the awesomeness of the Terror Dome.
Oh no, it can't. But you know, it would be like Terror Dome demo version or something.
It'll probably be just like a corner of a room, which thinking if the Terror Dome's so big, I wonder how many bathrooms he has in there.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, probably a bathroom for every room, I guess. Or he, like, teleports to the same bathroom. He's got, like, teleporters everywhere.
Gary Terrifying, please report to room 744. Oh, man, that's 10 light years away.
That will take forever.
Oh,
it's gonna be like,
oh no, I can't find my car keys.
Yeah, I cannot find my machine that destroys the laws of physics and gets me there in no time.
Oh, I guess I just have to walk.
Yeah, get there, walk down 24 light years. Good luck. Anyway, yeah, the game is cool because it has so many elements to it, and it seems overwhelming, but at first you probably get your ass kicked, but it's not that complicated, it's unable to learn. I think it's one of the easier strategy games, honestly. Because it's kind of like, it's very complex, potentially, but it can be also very simple. Like, because the battle map works pretty much like, imagine like a Fallout. It works pretty much like a role-playing game, really. You have your rounds, and you can move around, and you have vision. And also, one of my favorite attributes is moral. Like, the aliens have psionic attacks, which much they can scare you. And also, when you start losing, your soldiers will lose more morale. And if they lost a lot of morale, they can go into panic, drop their weapon, or they can go berserk and start shooting randomly. Or they're also
It turns to Vietnam out there.
Oh, it is. It does. It can. But the same for the aliens. Once you start winning, once you start killing aliens, and you start winning, the aliens will start going panic. And also, the aliens also use psionics, with which they can lower the morale or even mind control your people. But guess what? If you can find certain aliens, the ethereals, you can actually research mind, and you research them. You can research mind control, psionics.
Ooh, you can't have aliens without dissecting them, I guess.
Oh, yeah. And the cool thing is you can research everything, and you can research their corpses, and they have these cool, once they research it, they, like, say the description of the aliens is so cool, it's so imaginative and fun, and there's this kind of feeling of dread. You know, Critical Failure, I said it too, he's tried out the game, and for a round-based game, there is this weird feeling of dread and even at times fear. Like, you don't know where the aliens are. It's dark, and there's just this really, like, low humming sound, this music. It's just this... It's kind of... Not quite like that, but something like that. It reminds me a lot of Aliens. Like, you could have done it...
I'd hate that one of the... Yeah, I think I know what you're on about. It's just like silence. You have, and you know someone's out there, but where?
Exactly. And I just started playing the second game. And it's basically exactly like the first game. They just took everything and put it underwater. And changed the difficulty setting a little bit. It's a little bit harder. But it's pretty much the same game. They even use the same engine. A little story behind that. But I can go on.
Can you talk about that?
Oh, yeah, because actually the first XCOM game was a huge financial success. And, I mean, you will tell this to PC gamers, like, even non-PC gamers. XCOM is one of the most beloved PC games ever.
Like, I even know of its existence, and I have not played it, but I know of its existence. I know
exactly.
What it is.
Exactly.
It's like, because you hear it from people. It's just like, because people know, it spreads.
It's one of those games that is just, it's known, it's out there. And,
it's a really nice game.
It is. And the second game was actually, the first game, the guys were really successful, so the producers, I think Microprose or whatever, they went to the developers and they said, dude, this game rocks. We could sell a lot of money. We could make a lot of money with it. We could sell a lot of money.
Yeah, sell a lot. How much for this? How much for this $100 bill? One quarter.
Anyway, we could make a lot of money off of it, they say, and they... Could you make a sequel in 6 months? And the developers were like, ha ha, you already cried 6 months. You're crazy. We need at least 2 years to make a true sequel. And then what they did is that the developers really wanted a sequel really fast, so to make more money, right? To get the momentum started. So what they asked the developers, dude, could you sell us the engine for the first game? And sure. So the producers made their own game. And basically what they did, they basically just resold you the first game, because XCOM 2 is basically the second game. They just renamed it. Yep.
Pretty much a ROM hack then.
It is. It is a really good ROM hack. Don't get me wrong, because they put everything underwater, but there is no graphical improvement to the game. Like, no technical improvement, you know? And not in like graphical or sound improvement or in gameplay, because it's exactly the same game, but it's underwater. Because it comes from the idea that in XCOM 1, if you shoot down an alien above land, then it will crash land, and you have to go there, kill the aliens, so you can pick up their stuff. But if you don't want to deal with it, sometimes if you're lucky, you can shoot down an alien space vessel above water, and then it sinks and it's gone. And I think they had the idea, well, why would it be gone? So they have this idea in XCOM 2 to have, basically what happens is you defeat the aliens, they have a base on Mars. Surprise! Aliens on Mars, never heard of that. You defeat them on their base there, right? Big spoiler, whatever. It's not about the story, really. And they send back but the aliens have a built-in security system. They send back a signal to a really old ancient secret base where underwater versions of the aliens were there waiting for if the other aliens fail. It's kind of a weird and kind of a weak sauce story, but it doesn't matter. Basically, it's XCOM underwater. And the cool thing is, like, I like it because they took everything and renamed it. Like, instead of plasma guns, you can develop sonic guns. Instead of lasers, you got Gauss weapons. But it's pretty much boils down to the same thing. What I really like is the underwater parts. But there's also missions over water. Like, you can be also outside. But you have to be careful because there are certain weapons that only work underwater, like the early weapons. And the alien designs are really, like, they really went out to make some really... And it's basically the same type of aliens like in the first one, just with minor variations. You know, they have a bug-like alien in the first one, which the bug-like alien was really bad because it could go to civilians and also other XCOM agents. And if it attacked you, it changed you into a zombie. And the worst part of it is it changes you to a zombie, and when you shoot the zombie, it becomes basically it plants like an alien,
like the facehuggers?
Yeah, it's like it plants a facehugger on you, and you become a facehugger zombie, and when you kill that zombie, it basically releases the new bug alien. And the same thing they did, but here in the second game, it's like floating brains with tentacles. It's really sweet.
The brainopus.
Yeah, basically. They have a name for it, but...
Octobrain.
I haven't researched it yet. I have the corpses, and I have one alive one in my base, which I just imagine, like, having a creature like that alive in my base would creep the fuck out of me.
The only thing I can come close is probably having a crossbreed of Mother Brain and a Metroid.
Yeah, it's basically, imagine like a small Metroid Mother Brain crossbreed, but small. It's not as strong, but the problem is it can attack and change your... Like, it can spread really fast. You got to get them out right away. And they got all kind of, like, fish people and... Well, I don't want to give away too much. You should go and play it. It's...
Dumb, do you know where people can get these games?
You can get these games.
Because I sound pretty old.
Yeah,
they come are... from me, Retro Geyser.
they are old games. They came out early 90s, the first one. Late 80s. Or was it the first one was in 85? I'm not sure. Point is, you can get these games. You can get, okay, basically there was, in my opinion, three true XCOM games, because the third one was actually the guys, what the developers did. I actually haven't played it yet because I want to finish the second one first. And that was the last true XCOM game. And some people, a lot of people said it's kind of, it made it overcomplicated. But point is, it's still pretty much an XCOM game as much as I understand. And then they made a lot of spin-offs, which were different games with the XCOM name slapped on it.
Did they ever make that? Did they ever go forward with that remake?
There were many remake attempts, but you have a couple of open source projects. Because
I remember they were thinking about taking it away and just turning it into a first-person shooter.
That's what they're actually working on. And honestly, I've seen some of the footage when Spoonie is also a big XCOM fan. I think anybody who is around my age range and remembers and has played PC games at all at that time knows that game and probably loves that game, and he loves it too. And they were at the PAX, I think, at that gaming con. Like, it was not a gaming convention. It was like they just showed, or was it E3, I think? Doesn't matter. Point is that they showed the first footage of the new XCOM game, the remake, and it's a shooter. And it was some, and it was put in the 50s. It was, I think they were kind of emulating Man in Black, and I'm like, I don't like this already. And the alien they were fighting was some kind of weird black blob.
The blob!
There was no blob as far as I know. I mean, I could be wrong, and maybe in the later games, but like, I don't know.
Yeah. Turn into the Man in Black, and and what if they remake a sequel to that? You're going to play as Will Smith?
I don't know. Like, they had a Man in Black video game, but I heard it sucked. As a kid, when Man in Black came out, the movie, I actually wanted to get that for the Windows, but I didn't have the money. I had only so much money to spend on computer or video games, so I had to be selective like most people. But anyway, Spoonie said he hated it, and honestly, I don't like it because it just looks like another shooter. They say there's going to be base building.
Just something we've already seen before, I guess.
Basically, it's just a shooter with XCOM slapped on it. It's like another cash-in.
It's like what they did with that game that started as like an arcade shooter with the light guns.
Yeah, Time Crisis.
Area 51.
Oh yeah, Area 51, yeah. Not quite Area 51. I think as far as I know, there's going to be squad members. So it's going to be a squad-based shooter. And there's going to be base building, and you can name your characters, I heard. That's what Angry Joe really liked it, but I don't know. Like, Angry Joe seems to be like, I know Spoonie can be at times a hater, but at that point I really agree with Spoonie because I want to see. There has been games which are called the UFO games because originally XCOM was known as UFO 1 and 2, and that's how they were known in Europe still, but in America they had to change the names because I think there was another game called like that, and to avoid copyright suit, they changed it.
I was actually about to mention UFO, but I wasn't sure if that was right or not.
No, that's right. Actually, in Europe, they're still known as UFO. The first two are called UFO, and then
that makes sense, because I see some marked as UFO, then and in the same store marked as XCOM.
Well, yeah, because in Europe they're known as UFO, and in America they're known as more generally XCOM. But by the third game, I think, yeah, it was everywhere XCOM, also in Europe. And it was kind of a confusing thing. You can get actually
chronologically confused.
Chronologically confused. Well, not that much, but it was just a copyright issue because it would have been UFO. And actually, you know how it is that some game developers, they create a game once, if a sequel never comes out for a game that they want, other developers do that. Like for Civilization, Call of Power, it was a spiritual sequel to Civilization before Civilization 3 came out. I actually thought for the longest time that was Civilization 3. And point is that they came out with those games called UFO.
Oh, it's like Fallout Tactics. Everyone was calling that Fallout 3, because even on the game collection of the Fallout box, it marked Fallout Tactics as Fallout 3.
But Fallout Tactics, I think, is in the same world, so it's kind of still a semi-sequel, at least it's more a strategy game than a role-playing game, but it's more like XCOM, actually, I heard. I haven't played it yet. But point is, you have those spiritual sequels, like UFO Aftershock. And basically, it's
I've
very
heard
much,
of that one.
Yeah, it's very much like an XCOM game, and my cousin, who really likes the UFO games, he likes them. But how it works, it's not truly round-based, but it's also not truly real-time. It's kind of a pause system, like Baldur's Gate, or what is it? Like the Baldur's Gate games, where basically you give everyone a command, and you push the pause button, and then they move, do their actions, and you push the pause button again. And it's somewhat simplified. There's some base gameplay, base making. I haven't played it yet. I don't know if I want to get it. I might get it if I really get desperate for some UFO action. But, yeah. And anyway, it's a trilogy. You can get that too. Oh, by the way, so you can get the original XCOM series, the first three games, which I call, and then the spin-off games, and packages in many places. You can get it on Steam. You can also get it on Gamersgate. You can't get it on Good Old Games, but you can get the UFO Aftershock games at Good Old Games. So that's you can get it on Gamersgate and on Steam.
And I love how this turned into an episode all about XCOM.
Well, because you asked me what I'm playing, and
It's okay. I like it. It's good info. It's good stuff to make content with.
Oh yeah. I mean, I have been playing other games too. I recently again. You can get the three games that are a trilogy: UFO Aftermath, Aftershock, UFO Aftershock, and UFO Afterlight. Okay, I just want to say that you can get all these games at Gamersgate. You can also get them on Steam, and you can get the kind of the spiritual sequels UFO on Good Old Games. And those are good sites. You should check them all out. I recommend Gamersgate and also Good Old Games, but Steam is also good, has some good deals. Yeah.
Now, I do this with every guest that appears on my show. This segment's called Personal Jukebox. This is where I ask the guest for a video game song that they would like to hear in the episode.
Well, people were probably going to get sick of it, but I'm going to ask again for Mega Driver.
Any certain song?
Like yes, you can... yes. From the Altered Beast game, which obviously my name is inspired from. I would like to hear to the Rise their rendition of Rise from Your Grave.
Okay, we'll be back with the closing of the episode after this song, after Rise from Your Grave by Mega Driver. So we'll be back after this.
looking for a newer used game, but don't want to pay an arm and a leg?
Hi, this is DJ Harmack of the Block Party and the Weekly Top 20 on GNET Radio. If anyone is cheap, it's me. I'm always watching my wallet. And so are the fast food restaurants. So when I shop for games, I want the best deal. That's why I go to j2games.com. At J2 Games, I can find a new or used game for much less than I could at any other game store. Plus, J2 Games is offering a deal exclusive to GNET listeners. Just type in GNET at the checkout page and you'll get an additional 20% off. For example, at J2 Games, I bought a used game for a little over $16. The local gaming stores around here wanted over $20 plus tax. So, if you're looking for a new or used game, go to j2games.com. And don't forget to type in GNET at the checkout page to save an additional 20%. That's j2games.com.
And we're back. Yes, that's the episode. I'm glad I've actually had you on, which is good, but sorry, I'm stuttering like Porky Pig here. But I'll have to have you on the show another time if that's possible.
Yeah, I have lots. I can talk about this crap forever, so if you don't stop me, we'll be here 6 hours straight, and nobody wants to listen to that for that long. But now you know more about XCOM, which in many ways is a big part of me, too, because I love that game, and it's great, both, at least the first two. So,
Hang on, my brother's interrupting me. It's in the Guitar Hero 2 box in the bedroom.
Ladies and gentlemen, it wouldn't be a CatCast without the Retro Kaiser's brother not interrupting him for something. Or something happening and he is interrupted.
Well, I'm just gonna leave that bit in. That didn't distract us too much. Plus it's the end of the show, I doubt people are listening to this part.
Probably not anymore, you know.
So, once again, could you... where can we go for your content?
You can check me out at www.thegamingbeast.com. That's one word, thegamingbeast.com. And there you can check out... I'm going to have videos on there, also my podcasts, also my posts, and also possibly if I'm... Because I'm actually thinking about, since we have already one group, I might start another group for certain people who want to come. Because there has been a couple of people that I had to say no to, and there might be a chance for that. It's not sure yet, because right now we're having a blast with this group. But keep your eyes peeled, you know. I'll tell you there on the blog. Also check out the Tiger Claw forums, the off-topic ones. I usually post there the updates too. So, yeah, definitely download them, listen to them, have a good laugh. So, yeah, check out www.thegamingbeast.com.
And don't forget, you can check out my show, you can check out my Sunday Night Kaiser, my live show, every Sunday night at 10 p.m. on my GNET radio.
And also, you have also a YouTube show, right? Pussy TV.
Yes, Pussy TV. It's a YouTube series which I'll be showing it on Ustream as like a broadcast sort of thing, like in between while I'm going for like technical reasons. But yeah, I have recorded a bunch of more episodes, but the problem is I really need to get a good DVD. But there will be more pussy coming to you in the future.
More pussy for us. Okay. I think you're breaking up, so even the technology says we should stop because it can't take us anymore. Can't take our awesomeness. So.
Yeah.
It was really fun. This was my first ever radio interview, so thank you very much.
Yeah, it's good. Skype is down to drop out on us, so I better close this episode.
Yep.
Up next is another song. I don't know what it is, but I'll just throw it in there while I'm editing. So until then, catch you later, guys.
Catch you on the flip side.
You see a light wherever you go. You have to face it again and again. And again.
Network Radio.